Y 100 Green Bay, the Valley's number one for country and fun. Tyler Carr, Tyler Farr, Redneck Crazy on Y 100 at 7:48. He joins us right now, live from Nashville. Good morning, Tyler.
Hey.
What the heck is going on? I think you're going to hit number one.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, boy. Your first number one single ever, this will be.
Y'all just played the song. You're like saying it's going to be number one. I like this. I'm moving to Green Bay.
Well, come on down. I'll tell you what. You move up here, I'll buy you a Packer jersey.
I'll buy one myself.
We've got some crazy women up here, Tyler. Yeah. Though you talk about you being crazy. We got stalkers chicks up here. I'm not going to lie. I'm one
of
them.
Who said I was crazy?
You just sound a little crazy.
Now Tyler, we don't know much about you. First of all, are you from Georgia or where are you from?
No, Missouri. I'm from Southern Missouri. I'm an adopted Georgia Bulldogs fan.
You're a Mizzou fan?
I went to Missouri State University.
In Springfield, yeah.
Springfield.
Oh, yeah.
No diss to the Missouri Bears and their football team, but it was, in a better way to say, I don't even know how to say it. It didn't really have it wasn't a big football team. I wasn't a real big college football fan because MU was couldn't afford to go to that college, so I went to Missouri State. And so, I go for the Missouri Tigers when they're not playing Georgia. I'm from that state, and I support them. And now I can actually watch them because they're in the SEC. When I moved to Nashville when I was 21, I couldn't watch the Missouri Tigers because all they played was SEC, SEC, everybody's SEC, Vanderbilt, Georgia, Tennessee. And I'm like, what is all this about?
I love it.
In a writing room with Red Akins, Dallas Davidson and Ben Hayslip, the Peach Pickers, they all got Georgia hats on. And I'm like, what's all this hoopla? I went to one game, and I was sold. And went on the road with Cole Ford for 250 dates in the year 2009. Was out with him and Brantley, and I either watched the Georgia Bulldogs or I went out and played with a bouncy ball.
I love it.
You know, I got to get back to this single, Redneck Crazy, which the CD finally is in stores. Today's the day. But this song, you've done it because most chicks are pegged as the boil the rabbits on the stove. And you kind of do the guy's point of view on this. What's the craziest thing you've ever done to a chick? Be honest with us right now, Tyler.
I haven't really done anything crazy.
What?
You think I'm crazy, and that hurts my heart.
Well, you did put the song out. I mean,
thank you, Bear. You've never showed your headlights into or drive by her house to see if she's there with him. You've never done any of that.
Let me explain to you real quick. We're going to clarify this right now. This is how this song came about. Did you hear the last single, Hello Goodbye, at all?
Yes, I did.
That song I wrote because I dated a girl for 5 years, madly in love with each other, ups and downs, and then break up, on and off, things you do when you're young, and then you realize it's dumb and you quit. But I caught my ex-girlfriend and her ex-boyfriend's driveway at 1 a.m. in the morning. She said she was going to the movies. I called her friend. I woke up. It was 12:30 at night, and I haven't heard from her, and I'm scared. You know, when someone doesn't call, you're scared. And I call her friend. I'm like, have you heard from this name not to be mentioned? Because I don't want to get. I want to wake up tomorrow morning. And she said, no, I haven't even talked to her. And I'm like, weeks prior to that, I'd found some pictures she'd gotten developed of this dude. And I put two and two together, knew where this guy lived, drove by there, saw that car in the driveway, and literally turned around and just drove off.
That was it.
But I felt those emotions. Like, I felt that way. And in the song, it says I'm throwing empty beer cans, just to clarify, because people get so serious about this song, because I'm just, it's throwing beer cans at shadows, not at, like, physically at them. I'm not, like, trying to assault people with a beer can.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's just fine, because now every breakup there's beer cans involved. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, so I went through that. And I wrote Hello Goodbye the day after that happened. I was heartbroken. You know, made me a little whiskey drink, wrote this song, and then I heard this, and this was from a different aspect. And I said, this is different. This is our chance to break in country music with all these new artists. This is going to set us apart. Put Willie Robertson, Lee Bryce, Cole Ford in the video. Let's shoot for the fences on this one. And that's what we did. And I appreciate y'all playing the song and promoting this brand new album, Redneck Crazy, that's coming out
today. Congratulations.
Right now.
Well, you're going to get a plaque on the wall at your record label.
Well, thank y'all. I'm serious. Thank y'all so much. This would not be possible without people like y'all supporting this. So I appreciate it very much.
Well, hope we get a chance to see you when we come down there. Come CMA time. And I'll tell you what, you won't have to throw any beer cans.
I will do my best.
Bye, Tyler. Go get the CD in stores today. Tyler Farr Live.
Yes, man. Thank y'all so much.
How about them dogs? Take care.
Once we started feeding them, we couldn't get rid of them. So we put them to work.